Sandra Blakey is here. Of course, A Morning, former A Morning personality and A Channel news anchor, and she has her own consulting company now, branching out into her own independent business. Good morning.
Good morning, Steve. Nice to see you again.
Well, it's great to see you, and good luck with your new company.
Why, thank you. It's very exciting.
I was just on the website. Looks
SandraBlakey.com.
Really good. Looks good. Now, you got involved in a group of a number of civic-minded people. I had you and Jackie Holtzman on, the former mayor, to discuss this when you first opened up the project. It's called Fair
Chance.
I keep fair on calling it Fair Choice.
Fair Chance. Exactly.
Okay, because you Google it, Fair Chance, it comes up right away.
Perfect.
And your website now has a new feature.
Absolutely right. The group had two main prongs to what we wanted to do. In the early stages, we wanted to encourage people who were considering running for council to at least give it a serious shot. So we ran a series of workshops. They came and they learned about it, and we had a huge number of them go on and register and are now running in various wards.
That was to look at the mechanics of how to run, how to fundraise,
how to run a campaign effectively, what's the job really like once you get down there, that sort of thing. So that phase of the project was really wonderful and very successful. And so we put our heads together and thought, okay, now how do we re-engage a public that becomes more and more disinterested in municipal politics, particularly at the ward level? There's always so much attention on the mayor's race, particularly this time around with a lot of big names in the ring. How do we make it more accessible for people to find out about their own wards? Because it's 2010. A lot of people don't have time to go to community meetings or all candidates' debates to find out about the people running in their ward. So we had a couple of very tech-savvy people on the committee who said, why don't we use the internet? So we partnered with Rogers TV. They were fantastic helping us do this. We have just this morning posted more than 90 videos, 90-second videos, where each candidate in each ward speaks directly to the voter and tells you why you should at least consider them as a candidate. And then many of them, most all of them, have also supplied a link to their website. So you can watch the videos with your coffee on a Sunday morning, maybe over the Thanksgiving weekend, and really get informed about who is taking a run at the local seat and to be able to go directly to their website to find out more.
And I find if the individual knows they have 90 seconds to make a pitch, as I call it, when they appear here,
that's
on the
exactly
program,
what it was.
I always end up and say, okay, make a pitch.
Mm-hmm.
That's where you find out what their priorities are. You know, it's not what somebody told them to include in a pamphlet or what somebody said might get you votes. When you ask them to boil down in 90 seconds, what's your pitch? You really find out what that individual is all about, what their priorities are for council when they get there.
Absolutely. And, you know, the really inspiring part of it is if you watch these videos, there are so many different issues that come up. There are so many people who are really engaged at the local level and want to make a difference and have some great ideas. It's just for so many years now, most of us tend to not get informed about the ward race. We walk into the voting booth, and what do? You pick the name that you most recognize, really. That happens with a lot of people. And this is to try to say, wait a minute, find out who's out there. Find out who might really make a difference for you on council.
It's nonpartisan. We should make that absolutely clear.
Absolutely.
When Fair Chance was established, you said, look, anybody who wants to run, we welcome your desire to be part of public service. Let's run some training sessions for you so you know what you're getting into. And then let's see if we can find a way to bring you to the attention of the voters.
Absolutely. And we did have a lot of incumbents who raised questions about the purpose of the group. And that's why we've made a very important point of including the incumbents. You may go through all the videos and decide your incumbent is your best choice. And most all of them have also shot videos that are in the wards as well.
And a link to their website.
And a link to their website.
Now, some of them have a video, some don't. Some have a website only listed. Some have a video and a website. Mm-hmm. Some have video, no website. That's their choice?
That was all their choice. We were working with Rogers. All the candidates were invited to a debate that was taped at Rogers, which will run on Rogers television. And at the same time, Rogers very graciously agreed, okay, we will help Fair Chance and shoot these videos for you while they're in doing the debates. So anybody who showed up for the debate also taped a video.
Is it your intention that this group will stay active for things like provincial and federal elections?
Do you know, we've had so many people ask that question. It has been very time consuming. And so that's something our group needs to sit down and talk about after the municipal election. For the time being, our focus is strictly this particular Ottawa
election.
I'm
curious, how time-consuming?
Well, when it fits and starts, when we were running the workshops, it was extremely intensive. And we had so many people in our group that got really involved in developing content and booking speakers, and it was a pretty intensive process. This second part, we have been working with a firm called TechWiz, and the woman Poonam Bhargava, who runs the website, has had volunteered her time to help us basically put all of this together on our website. And Nalin Bhargava on our committee has done a lot of work on this phase of the project. But you can imagine, it's a lot of work.
Oh, I can.
Mm-hmm.
And I congratulate all of you who are involved in this for your civic-minded efforts.
Well, we're just delighted if people will really engage. You know, I'm concerned because we had our first advance poll last weekend and the numbers are down.
Yeah.
So let's get out there, people. This is the most important level of government. And although the mayor's race is the one that everybody tends to focus on, the person who's representing your ward around the council table is critically important.
Well, and I happen to be one of those people who believes that if you find a candidate in your ward who, in an overall way, gives you the impression they will be supportive of whoever you have chosen as your mayoral candidate, whoever mm-hmm. that may be,
mm-hmm.
but that they're kind of on side on the big issues, and they may not be on side on everything. You don't want a whole bunch of zombies at City Hall
Absolutely.
Who are walking around as though they have no mind of their own. You want independent thinkers. But you sort of want to have a big picture view of the people you're voting for, and hopefully they will be co-aligned on some of the major issues, right?
Well, and I think something like a video is really helpful, particularly in this day and age, to let people just sort of get a feel for who is this person really. You're able to form a first impression and sort of mm-hmm. work from there instead yeah. of this sort of anonymous name that you've never heard before. So it's a great sort of inroad.
And one of the benefits that an incumbent has is that they've had the opportunity sometimes over many years, and in most cases at least 4 years, to build an association with community groups
Absolutely.
and fundraising drives and that sort of thing. They raise their profile and they become well known. Doesn't necessarily mean they're the best choice. They may be, but they are not necessarily the best choice. But often they get reelected because they're the only name people recognize.
Hence the name of our committee, Fair Chance 2010. That was really how the whole thing was born, was, wait a minute, how do we help the lesser-known names, the people who don't have a community profile but have really great ideas and are committed? How do we try to level the playing field so they at least have a fair shot at winning your vote?
And then the incumbents, because I heard this portrayed by one person as an anti-incumbent
oh, yes.
organization. I don't think it's in any way anti-incumbent. But it does require the incumbent to stand up to scrutiny.
Exactly.
Right?
Exactly. It's promoting debate. And I think the only good can come from that. Now, whether you end up supporting your incumbent or you decide to go with a challenger, I think it's good for the incumbent to have a real debate in their ward.
Okay. It's Fair Chance, Fair Chance, Fair Chance.
Fairchance2010.ca. Or just Google Fair Chance.
I just Googled it and it popped up immediately.
Perfect.
Fair Chance Ottawa and Fair Chance 2010 both popped up immediately. And you go on the website, go down to candidate profiles.
Candidate click, videos.
And click on that and then you get to see them.
And away you go. You'll have hours of fun.
Well done to you and all the members of the committee. And
thank you
for your efforts on this.
Much appreciated for you taking some time, Steve.
Sandra Blakey. Former colleague here at the Chum Market Media Mall with A Channel and now with her own consulting company. And you can go to sandrablakey.com, BLAIKIE.